Cougars, an inside look at the latest news on the recruiting trail surrounding Cougar athletics.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Crittle, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com studios. Stop living with ED, live without it today at Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. It is time for Recruiting the Cougars segment. Going to be brought to you by Dental Pros of Utah, dentalprosofutah.com. If you've been told you need a filling, crown, root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah in American Fork. They utilize the best biomimetic techniques, minimally invasive techniques to rebuild your teeth layer by layer so you don't have to settle for fake teeth later on in life. Choose Biomedics, choose Dental Pros of Utah in American Fork today. Brandon C. Gurney by my side, Gavin Lee on the social, Ronald Weaver behind the glass. Junior college football players are one of our favorites here at ESPN 960. It looks like three have been targeted out of Ephraim, Utah, Snow Junior College. They took a nice little photo shoot recently with their former coach, Janimal, the Latter-day Saint Jorgensen, who's an analyst currently at BYU. And two of them, I think, have officially committed to BYU. Let's get to know them through the eyes of the voice of the head coach of the Snow Badgers, former BYU football player, wide receiver, defensive back, and one of the best coaches in the JUCO rank. Shoot, one of the best coaches in college football, in my opinion. Let's welcome in my good friend, Zach Erickson, to the show. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how we doing, Ben? Glad to be on. Talk about these monsters we got going to the Y.
Heck yeah, bro. Well, first and foremost, let's get an update on all things that are going down at Snow. Give us an update on the Snow Badger football team.
Oh, man. Well, coming off of what we would call a less than stellar year, we went 8-2. We finished the year fourth in the country. We finished one vote out of the fourth place spot to go to the playoff for the third year in a row, which was really disappointing. But we're really trying to rebuild this group this year. We actually lost a bunch of guys. The COVID thing finally caught us. We had some third and fourth year guys still on the roster this last fall, and so they're all gone and out of eligibility. So probably one of the biggest recruiting classes we've had, at least in my time here. And really looking to be able to find those right pieces to help us get over the hump and bring a national championship down here to Ephraim.
Yeah, you guys do a great job down there at Snow. You guys have been competitive year in and year out. You've been the head coach. What's the key to running a successful junior college football program right now?
I think for us, one of the biggest differences has been the culture that we've been able to establish down here. I know a lot of people talk about culture in their programs and how that's kind of the thing. And, we at junior college, it's hard, right? Because you don't have these guys for very long. And so you've got to try to instill your core values and the culture of the program very early on from the time the guys get here. And I think what I've seen is I think you have to have alignment from the president to the athletic director to the head coach to the coaching staff down to the players. And if you all have, what we call great alignment, where we're all working towards the same thing and we're all willing to do the things that are necessary to help these student-athletes be successful in the class and on the football field, then I think you'll see, success follow that. Who are we kidding? It helps to have really good football players that are always going off to P5 schools. And, that has always been something that we pride ourselves on, is being able to, we've coined the term, we are importers and exporters, right? We've got to go find them and get them in, and then it's our job to get them out. And so having good players always helps.
Yeah. What's been the key to attracting the best junior college prospects?
I think it's twofold. I think number one, our consistency and our history, right? Both wins and losses, graduating, getting those offers to the Division I schools. So I think the consistency there, year in and year out, we're going to compete for a national championship, or at least that's the goal. And then year in and year out, we're putting guys where they want to go as far as the next level is concerned. So I think that's part of it, number one. And then I think number two is, our football building is a place that kids feel comfortable. They really enjoy the atmosphere that's here. They know that they're not going to get cussed out one side and down the other when they're in our building. They know that if they need to come in and visit with the coach, that our doors are always open. And we really just try to create a family environment to where the kids feel that they're loved, that they're valued. And I think, like, when we do that, I think that will also attract a lot of kids here. I mean, we love being able to get out and recruit the state of Utah, and I think it's a little easier for us to recruit the state of Utah than, say, out-of-state kids. But I think some of those out-of-state kids, we just got a commitment about 30 minutes ago from this kid. His name is Dallas Glass. He's a running back from Katy High School. And it's funny because there's no reason that Snow College should be able to go down to Katy High School in Texas, one of the most dominant high school football programs in the country, and be able to steal one of their kids from, if not other junior colleges in Texas, right? And I think what sets us apart is, as we visit with their families and we build those relationships with them, I just feel like they feel that they're valued and that they're going to get a great experience both on and off the field while they're here. And so I think those two things have really been our key focus as we recruit kids and try to get them to come out here to beautiful Sam Pete County in Ephraim, Utah.
Zach Erickson here on ESPN 960, head coach of the Snow College Badger football team, talking some recruiting, talking junior college football. Now let's make a pivot over to some BYU football. It sounds like there's three guys that have been targeted and two have committed. I think maybe the third is probably committed as well. John Taumaipeu, David Latu, and then Stone Mulitalo. Tell us a little bit about these three prospects.
Man, we love these guys. You know, each one of these guys has a different story, and I think that's what's really cool about these guys. David was our All-American D lineman this year, and I don't necessarily want to say he's the best one because they all play different positions, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's our starting defensive line, and
wow.
So they all are very good, and I think David maybe is just the anchor of that group. David would have so what he's doing is pretty unbelievable, right? He's only been here for three semesters and will graduate here in May after only three semesters. And so there was a small possibility that David was going to return and play for us again this fall. But after, he picked up the Washington State offer and picked up the BYU offer, and I think he always knew he wanted to go to BYU. And so when that became a reality, he really put it into overdrive, especially academically. But I think, and I've told every college coach that I've talked to about David, is that he is a Sunday football player. So I'm not talking, oh yeah, he's a Power 5 guy.
Yeah.
He's a Sunday guy. If he can stay healthy, and and we all know that some of that is luck, some of it, but if everything kind of goes the way hopefully you plan, I fully expect David to be playing on Sundays. And then those other two guys, Stone, again, I know BYU really wanted to get Stone out of high school and he had to come here and take care of some grades to make sure he could do that. And he's been nothing but phenomenal since he's been here. And obviously these are all guys that our boy Janimal got, brought down here to Ephraim. And I think anybody that knows Jan knows that he does a phenomenal job identifying that talent and then being able to, he was a big part of building those relationships and getting those kids down here. And so I think Stone is going to be, when he finds that right spot and when he gets into that Power 5 weight training program and that nutrition and all that stuff, he could very well be a force to reckon with as well. And then I think the most athletic one of the bunch is JT. I mean, that guy played a 5-tech for us, and I mean, tackles struggled getting their hands on him all season. He's so explosive and he's so quick. I don't know if you hear this very often when describing defensive linemen, but he is a very exciting football player. It seemed that when big plays needed to be made, he was the guy making those big plays, whether it was a sack on third and long or chasing down an inside zone from the backside. I mean, he is so athletic and so quick and so explosive that we're looking forward to wherever he ends up. I'm not sure if he committed. I know the other two have committed.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure about JT. We're kind of, I would never really say that I'm nudging him, but I mean, who doesn't want these guys going to their alma mater and being able to help BYU as they transition into the Big 12?
Sure. What would be – so you're looking at these three guys Can all three of them start for BYU next year?
Well, I think I would be doing, you know, BYU's program a disservice by saying, oh, yeah, I think all three of those guys can start. You know, because I think that might be a little disrespectful to the guys that they have there and some of that stuff. But what I will say is I think that all three of them could find a role on that defense and help BYU win. I definitely think that if all three of them end up there in the fall, that I would fully expect to see them on the field. You know, I'm not talking second team, third team reps. I'm talking I would expect them to be out there on the field. And, you know, like I said, especially with David, I think David is special. And I think he will be, of the three, if you made me say, all right, one of these guys is going to be the guy, I might lean towards him initially. I think the other two could get there as well, but I think David is the most ready right now to be able to step foot on campus up there and really make a difference.
Zach Erickson here on ESPN 960, head coach for the Snow College Badgers. What role is junior college playing right now, would you say, amidst so much competition in the transfer portal, Zach?
Man, it's a wild time right now, Ben. It's very interesting because I think, you know, as you and I both well know, being junior college guys, that's where schools came to get experienced football players, right?
Yep.
Hey, we need somebody that can play right now. And up until a couple of years ago, that had been the route that most schools had gone. And now with the transfer portal that allows guys to pretty much go poach guys from anywhere, as I was trying to describe this and answer kind of this similar question yesterday, I think the best thing that I was able to come up with is our top-tier guys, I don't think it affects very much, right? Our Power 5 guys are going to be Power 5 guys. I think who it's really affecting is maybe those group of five guys that they're good and they're really good football players and they could go make a difference at a Utah State or you know, even maybe a BYU in some cases, or Boise, or Wyoming, or wherever it may be. I think those are the guys that I think are being affected most by this because, you know, let's say that a UNLV feels like they need a receiver right now, and they can go poach the guy from Weber State. You know, sometimes I think you do that. I mean, Western Kentucky did exactly that, stealing the quarterback from Weber State, right? He goes and he has a really great year as the starter at Weber State. And now West Kentucky says, oh, hey, we need a guy. Let's go get that guy instead of going and getting a junior college guy. And so I think that's where you'll see a lot of, for us as a junior college, start to feel some of that where normally we, you know, we would be sending, you know, 10 guys out in this class, including, you know, FCS, G5, P5 guys. You know, instead we're going to have three or four P5 guys, and then kind of we'll see here over the next couple of days kind of what happens. And so you know, I think it's kind of frustrating, and I'm not a big proponent of the way that it is set up. I think there needs to be something. I just don't know that I'm a big proponent of kind of the wild, wild west. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go pay these guys to come play for us and yada, 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 and steal everybody. So hopefully coaches, you know, and we still have coaches that love junior college recruiting and that call and come by every chance they get. And we appreciate those guys, but I do. I think it's really hurting, you know, maybe those G5 guys more than anything.
BYU recently overhauled its defensive coaching staff. What has your interactions been with this coaching staff initially? What are your initial impressions? Obviously, you know Jan Jorgensen extremely well, but what are your impressions otherwise from this BYU coaching staff?
Yeah, so, you know, we've had Kalani down here. Jay's been down here. Coach Puja's been down here. So this new staff, I think they made a conscious effort for these guys on the defensive line. I am thrilled with what I think these guys are going to do defensively. You know, I've been able to interact with Coach Hill quite a bit. I played with Kelly and know Kelly very well. Sione has always, his recruiting area, whether he was at Navy or Utah, always included wherever I've been, either as a head coach or here, or a high school coach or down here at Snow. And so I have a really good relationship with him as well. And I really like what Jay and Kalani are going to want to do with this defense. And I think they've got the right pieces. I think the guys that they've brought in have a really good understanding, A, of what they want to do, B, of who they need to do it, and then three, the way that they can do it, right, how they're going to execute it. And so I'm really looking forward to you know, obviously for them to add some pieces from us and then some of the other pieces that they'll add in kind of this, you know, I mean, I think it's fair to call it an overhaul of what they'll do on defense. I'm really excited to see it, and I would suspect that we should be better on defense this year, maybe than we've seen here in recent memory, and I hope that that's the case, because I really think that this new staff and like I said, Kalani, really have a vision for what they want to do and how to execute it.
Zach Erickson here on ESPN 960, former BYU football player, wide receiver, defensive back, leading the charge down in Ephraim, Utah. How can our listeners, Zach, support the Snow College football team? They're local. They love football. There's some rich history of former BYU greats coming through that pipeline there in Ephraim. How can Cougar Nation support the Snow College football team?
You know, I think first and foremost is just being aware that we're down here, right? I think some people do, and I know the success on the field has helped a lot from playing in the national championship, getting in the playoff. We've felt a lot of additional support from people throughout the country, whether that be people an hour north of us, 2 hours north of us. We've really actually felt that. But I think just kind of that awareness and then really just to kind of get behind our guys. Like, you know, I know I've seen them do that with David, and I've seen them doing it with Solitai now that he's up there. And just kind of as these guys come up and come through, you know, get to know them and kind of their story, and that will lead you to us as a big part of their story. And so, you know, any chance you get, if the Cougs are out of town and you want to see some really good football, hop in the car and come an hour south. You know, we have probably the best junior college football environment for home games as anybody in the country. It's standing room only every game. The student section is unbelievable. Our community support is unbelievable. And you know, in my 3 years, overall we're 25-5, and we've only lost one home game, which was by 3 points. And so chances are you're going to get to see us win a game, probably against a really good opponent, and maybe see some future Cougars in the process.
Love it, man. Zach Erickson, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're following him on Twitter. Make sure you're following all the Snow Badger news and notes, and hopefully these two guys, Stone Mulitalo and of course David Latu, can make an impact the next season. When do you know, how many offers does John have right now? Who do you know who he's deciding between right now?
Yeah, so John's really kind of debating on a lot of, he's got a lot of FCS stuff. He has a couple of G5 things. And I think in his mind right now, and don't quote me on this, he might get mad if I say this. I think for him, he's trying to decide where he feels he's going to be able to make an impact right away. And I think that's going to be his deciding factor. I know he really, these three guys, I'm telling you, they are as close of a group of guys as you'll meet. And so with the other two heading up to Provo, I would not be surprised to see him follow suit. I think we'll all get to know here in at least 48 hours, but I would not be surprised if he landed in Provo as well.
Hey, I'm excited, man. I think all three of these Badgers can ball out as Cougars. So we'll see what happens. Zach Erickson, ladies and gentlemen, keep doing what you're doing, man. We'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Zach Erickson, ladies and gentlemen. G-Man, your thoughts?
I love the name Stone Mulitalo so much. It just give me that name. I remember I went to Sky Ridge High School to do a preview for the Desert News, and what you do is coaches give you, like, the stud players, and you take photos of maybe the top 20 guys. I remember hearing his name, Stone Mulitalo, and I think he was just, like, a sophomore at the time. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, give me that. Stone Mulitalo. The guy I watched film on, you gave me an assignment before the show. I watched film on David Latu. He's just big.
Big boy.
He's just big. And he's agile. He's technically sound. Well, what I liked is a lot of these guys, they come off the line and they get really high. He doesn't do that. It seems like he understands how to play that position. He understands how to two-gap. And what I saw from him, this is going to be a run stopper.
Yeah.
This is going to be a guy that's going to clog up that middle, and I think he's exactly what BYU needs. And I love hearing Zach Erickson. He mentioned NFL. Mm-hmm. He says, yeah, this guy, yeah, he's legit. Of all the guys, that's probably the guy that I'm pinpointing, other than Jackson Cravens, as the two guys mm-hmm. that I think are going to see a lot of mobility initially. Still, Mulitalo, I just didn't see a lot of film on him. I have no idea. I think he's going to be really good because his name's Stone Mulitalo. But David Latu's the guy that I'm sold on. I think he's going to play. I think he's going to play an impact immediately, and I think BYU's going to benefit a lot because of it.
Love it. G-Man by my side. That was kind of a Crew in the Cougar segment brought to you by Dental Pros of Utah, dentalprosofutah.com. If you've been told you need a filling, crown, root canal, just get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah in American Fork. Check out their Google reviews. If you're looking for a new dentist, give Dental Pros of Utah a try. You will not be disappointed. Biomimetic dentistry at its best. Minimally invasive dentistry is the way to go. Give them a call, set up an appointment today. We'll go to break. What's cooking with the Cougars? Coming up next, this is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.